This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy 4th of July weekend to all of you. May it be a safe one, a fun one. Have a ball with a cookout. Enjoy the fireworks. And watch the kids. Don't let them get too close. Have a hose if you're in an area that's on the dry side, like the Northeast, the entire Northeast. Even though we've had some rain in the last week or 10 days, we're still about 4 inches of rain below normal. I wish we could take some of it from West Virginia that had way too much of it and minimize their damage and use it here. But Mother Nature doesn't seem to spread it out. It gives it to everybody, and you pay. But if we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. James, who's up next?
All right, coming up next, we have Rob in Maine. He has a question about some slugs.
Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out?
Hello.
Hi, Rob. Yes, good morning.
I think the name is Bob, but that's okay. Rob's an old Irish name and title also.
Okay.
I got a ton of slugs in my backyard. Now, let me tell you. I've used all the super logo goes pluses and everything, and they just seem to be coming back. You got any other suggestions?
Yep. I want you to go buy a product called Diatomaceous Earth.
Okay, I've been there. I've used that last year, and I've used it this year, and it doesn't seem to keep them away.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
wow,
the site doesn't get that much sun. It gets enough in the morning for about 3 to 5 hours. And then after that, it goes away. And after that last rainstorm we had, be out there and just picking them off the ground and picking them off. It's actually attacking the dahlia bushes more than anything else. It's eating the leaves, okay? So, my local nursery suggested the copper wire, and the other thing he suggested was the crushed seashells. What do you
think? You can use crushed seashells or eggshells.
Yeah, you need to have a lot of eggs.
Yeah. if you go to a feed and grain store, you can buy a bag of crushed oyster shells, and they would sell it. Some of it sell them in a 10-pound bag. Some will sell it in a 50-pound bag. And my dad, when we were young, he would use the crushed oyster shells, and he would feed it to the chickens, and it would make the shells harder. And when we went smelt fishing here in Maine, and during the winter we have like a little tool shed on a river, and to attract the smelts to the lines, we sprinkle oyster shells. And as they go down, they move up and down and up and down, and they catch the light, and it attracts the fish, believe it or not. But, again, it's a nice sharp edge to it. It's inexpensive, and I would try doing that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me give that. In fact, I was hoping to catch a place open today to get some while the weather's still dry for the next couple of days and see if I can.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that works pretty good, and I've done that also, they got pretty bad, so I got a flashlight, went out at night with a salt shaker.
Okay.
And every time I saw a slug on a plant, I would sprinkle some salt on them. And that salt works so good, it would be absorbed into the slug. He'd start to foam, and all of a sudden he'd blow up. It works great. Just regular table salt. Just take it from the salt shaker, sprinkle it on that slug, and he is history.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, there's another attempt at it, you know. So it's just interesting that they're attacking mostly the dahlias, okay? And so it's because those are the flowers that we wait for, you know.
I know, and it's summer. We've been waiting a long time this year because the season is so late.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to tell you one other thing. You mentioned, and you've mentioned it probably more than once, about catching critters in your backyard. And mm-hmm. I'm here in South Portland. In a huge residential area. And
right.
About a month ago, we noticed that our bird feeder level was going down every night. Couldn't figure out who that was. So then one night we looked out just about at dark, and there was a critter. We couldn't make him out who it was. So my neighbor has a homemade trap.
Right.
I stuck it out there. First night, I got a skunk. So I let him go. I mean, because I don't have a vehicle to take him to the countryside. And then I put the trap out again, and then I got a raccoon.
Oh, wow.
So I called the state forestry people, the warden, okay? And I asked the guy, what the heck can I do? He says, now that you've captured him, you have to let him go. You have to find a means to get rid of him. And he says, number one, he said, you can't let it go in another part of the state because you might be spreading rabies. And number two, he says, take down all your bird feeders in your backyard because the raccoon has precedence over your birds. I said, okay. So he's back again. After I caught him, I let him go. He's back again. So I'm trying to figure out some other way to keep him away.
Well, I'll tell you, I planted broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower, and they were in the ground 2 days, and I went to water the garden, and they were all gone.
Wow.
And I replanted them again, and they grew for about a week or 10 days, and I went in, and all the cauliflower was gone, so I set up my have-a-hot trap, and I caught the biggest, fattest woodchuck I've ever seen.
Wow.
And, you know, at times I think that these people in the state are not thinking. Would they rather you relocate it to a wooded area and the animal is saved, or you kill it? So I used to have a hot trap. I put it in the back of my car. I drove 5 miles from my house in the wooded area. I let him out. And the following day, his mate came out, and he took the rest of the cauliflower, the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, God.
And I trapped him. And I went a different direction, and actually I forgot I had him in the back of my car, and he's 11 miles from my house, so he ain't coming back to my garden.
Okay.
But it's either trap him, relocate him, and don't say a damn word to anybody, or you can trap him and submerge the trap in a bucket of water. And I don't want to kill this animal, but if the state is going to stop to do things like that, it doesn't leave you a choice, because they will eat your flowers, your vegetables, your perennials. So in this case, the state is wrong, and all you're trying to do is to protect your property. Don't say a word to anybody. Trap them and take them for a ride in a wooded area where there are no other homes. And, I mean, how often have you heard of a skunk attacking somebody? They don't.
No, they don't. No. No, you know, so. Yeah, so, but, you know, the only thing he told me about is with the raccoons, they tend to have rabies. So
yep.
His concern was, and I can agree with him, his concern is that if it has rabies and we can't tell, we got to take the chance that it is, then he would transport it. I'd be transporting rabies into the wild. I mean, he has a good point, okay, but what can you do? Okay, so.
Right. So in that case, then you just drown the animal, because if he's going to have rabies, you don't want to take a chance that he attacks you, your wife, your kids, your pets. So you trap him where they have a hot trap, and you fill a bucket full of water, and you submerge him until there's no more bubbles. But, you know, it's catch 22 here. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. If you're worried about mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, and you should be, we have a problem this year. And the answer is Natural Alternative Organic Mosquito Flea and Tick Control. The product will last for up to 4 weeks. It's 100% organic. It will treat 10,000 square feet with its no mixing sprayer. It's bee and butterfly friendly. Call Natural Alternative at 888-546-5941, naturalalternative.com. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Get ready for the hot, humid days. Now, if any of you have a basement and it gets that musty smell and you've opened up your windows, you leave your bulkhead open during the day, especially a day like today, to kind of air it out, you probably have mold in it. It is an organic product made in Boston. The name of the company is Linwood Laboratories, and the product is called Shoe Mold. And you can find it at True Value, Ace, Aubuchon, some of the garden centers. But if you can't find it, let me give you a phone number to call. It's 781-449-6776. That's 781-449-6776. Now, it comes ready to use or a concentrate. And all you do is you get one of those paper masks just so that you're not breathing it. It is organic, but you don't want to take a chance because you are in a closed room. And you spray it on the walls in your basement, the floor in your basement. And what I do is I set up two fans, and I put them side by side, one that blows to the north and one that blows to the south. And when I'm done spraying, especially near a washer, a dryer, but I get all the concrete walls sprayed with it and the floor, turn on the fans, and that helps to dry it. It will remove that musty, damp smell from your basement, and it will last right up until the fall. So I do it spring and fall, in this case summer, but you got to get it done now, because when we get the hot, humid, muggy days, the mold and the mildew in your basement is going to really begin to take over. And you can use it in your house. But call this number, 781-449-6776, and they'll tell you where you can find it. My wife is allergic to mold, and she was getting a shot every single week because she had the allergies to it. We started using this product, and she hasn't had a shot for allergies in 11 years. That's how good it is. So think about it. Okay, Dan, James, who's up next?
Coming up next, we've got Stacy in Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Stacy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy 4th of July weekend to you.
Same to you. I just had a quick question. So all of my hydrangea bushes, I have one flower out of, and I have multiple hydrangeas.
Yep.
And I want to know, and this happened not last year, but the year before, where I didn't get many flowers on my hydrangea bushes.
Now, this is the blue ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where do you live?
I'm right on the border of Rhode Island.
Okay. Well, see, Rhode Island is usually warm enough for it. Do you prune them in the fall?
Yes.
Ah, there's your problem right there. Okay. If you live inland and away from the coast and north, then it's a weather problem. Blue hydrangea, the ball, whether they're the Nico blue or the endless summer, they make the flower buds on the wood, the branches, that were made the previous year. So in the fall, your plant looks like a bunch of sticks.
Right.
But they're covered with buds. And if you prune it back, you take all the flower buds off.
But I only pruned it back just a hair, so I still have some of the old, you know, sticks in it.
Right.
But I said, I have one flower.
Yeah. But see, the thing that happens, we had no snow cover, so that helped to dehydrate the plant. And every time you prune your hydrangea in the fall, you make an open wound that the wind will dry out.
Gardeners, it's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's the 4th of July weekend. I hope you're all having a great time. The weather, especially here in the Northeast, is absolutely perfect. Temperatures in the 80s, blue skies. It's dry. So if you're going to have a fireworks demonstration, make sure that you bring out the garden hose and get a nozzle on it, turn it on, so that if you need to use it, you can get water to the site quickly. Keep the kids away. Have a great old time. And this is one time where you need a designated pyrotechnic. So if you're going to have a few drinks, you should not be lighting the fireworks. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. James, who's up next?
Up next, we have Jay in Maine. They're calling in regard to their climbing hydrangea.
Okay, Jay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, Paul, welcome to you and welcome to all of our listeners.
Thank you.
I have to tell you something. I live 11 miles away from you, and thank you so much for those woodchucks. But anyway, Paul, I want to get back to this hydrangea. I had talked with you last fall. We talked about, and it's a climbing hydrangea, and you
right.
said, Jay, you need to put duct tape. And I never got going to when was a good time to move the hydrangea. The tree came from the Charmet Inn, and I moved it to Old Orchard Beach Veterans Memorial Park. But I want to climb it on the brick wall. So, you said plant the tree, but where did the duct tape come from?
Oh, now, is yours the vine type or the tree type?
It's the vine.
Okay, so you would plant it as close to the wall as possible.
Yeah.
And then the individual branches, you cut a piece of duct tape the size of a big Band-Aid.
Oh.
And you push the stem on the wall and then right. put this Band-Aid-shaped piece of duct tape to hold it in place. And what will happen is the climbing hydrangea will make a little air route that will develop a suction cup that will make it stick to the wall.
Right.
And once it sticks to the wall, you can take all the pieces of duct tape out, and it will climb all by itself.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Paul, is that going to hurt the mortar with the cement in between the bricks? Is
no.
that a good thing to do?
No, it will not hurt it because the root does not go into the structure. It's like a suction cup rather yeah. than something that would bore into the cement or the brick or the shingles.
Right. So, now, last fall, Paul, I root pruned that tree. I've had it for 20 years. It came from that old hotel on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So I root pruned it. So, but I think it's too hot for me to move it, and I should wait for a rainy day to do this project.
Yeah, it is. It is on a hot side, and the thing that you're going to have to do is, if you move it during July or August,
right.
look for like a 2 or a 3 day wet period or a cooler period. And then cut it back by a third. And by losing a third of the top, it will balance the amount of roots that you're going to leave in the ground. Because whatever you see above the ground is found below the ground. And there's no way you're going to get every single root out. So by pruning it back a little bit, it takes some of the stress off that transplanting, and it works much better.
Well, I can't wait for this project to go forward, and it's going to be beautiful.
Well,
now, I wanted to ask you another question, and maybe I'm not supposed to do this because I'm not a licensed, I want to propagate something. So I took some long-stemmed roses that I had bought my mother, and I stuck them with some root tone and stuck them in a bucket of sand, and they rooted. So I'm wondering, am I going to get the same flower from that, or is it because I took the hibernation away, or I don't know.
No. You'll have the same color rose as you took the cutting. Now, the only difference is this. The rose bush that you bought is not going to be winter hardy in the Northeast.
Oh, because they were grown in a greenhouse from California or somewhere.
Right. And they were grafted. So what you're going to need to do is grow them in a container and put them outside in the spring. They'll leaf out, they'll flower, they'll be absolutely beautiful. In the fall, you'll get a frost, it'll knock the leaves out, and then you take that plant and you put it someplace where it will not freeze during the winter, because if it freezes, being that it's not grafted, it's going to die.
I see. Wow. Well, Paul, I don't want to take your whole day, but happy 4th of July to you. And I'll tell you, the seaweed is on the beach. If anybody needs to go get some, and your father was right, put the seaweed in the bag, let the sun cook it, and you have a beautiful garden.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than seaweed. I'm glad that you took his advice, because I'll tell you, the house that we had 3 inches of topsoil. We added 6 inches of seaweed every single fall. And within a 5-year period, we had 18 inches of black soil. We cut our watering from once a day to once a week, and everything grew so much better because all of the beneficial microbes that are in the ocean are now in your garden, and you're rebuilding that soil constantly.
It up and putting it in the driveway and letting it dry, and then just walking on it and crushing it, and then just sprinkling over my lawn, and my lawn is beautiful.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's okay. It's Mother Nature's fertilizer.
And it's free, Paul.
That's the best part.
Yes. Well, you have a wonderful 4th of July with your family and all of our listeners out there in America. What a wonderful show you have, Paul.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I'll try to keep the woodchucks away from your house.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And if we can help you, give us a call. And we want to remind you that if you have open containers of water, whether it's an animal trough, if you live on a farm and you have a trough that you fill with water for cows or horses, if you have a bird bath that you keep filled, a fish pond, and be aware if you have a storage area for pots or containers and they're not upside down, all it takes is one teaspoon of water to raise mosquitoes. And you can buy mosquito bits or mosquito rings at your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain store. If you have a rain barrel, put these rings in it, and it is a organic disease that only kills mosquitoes. And that way, if you need to use the water in your rain barrel, you're not putting any pesticides on the plants that you're going to be using. And this weekend, there's a lot of things that you can do if you're at a tent or a camping area and you're not able to hook up to a hose. Bonide makes a product called Mosquito Beater. It's a granular, and it comes in a tube or in like a 5 or a 10 pound bag, and you lightly broadcast it in the area where you're going to be having a cookout or just sitting by a fire or just sitting in front of your camper, and it will keep the mosquitoes away. If you own a home and you want to take care of the mosquitoes, Natural Alternative has a product that you, again, attach to your hose. It will treat 10,000 square feet, and it will last for 3 to 4 months. And you can get all this information on my website, which is paulparent.com. Now, while you're there, if you do not receive our email newsletter, I want you on the top of the page to sign up for it. It's free. And you'll get a newsletter from me every single Thursday. And for example, this week, the newsletter was all about blue and pink hydrangea. It was all about the new vanilla strawberry hydrangea and also the PG hydrangea. And there's a great recipe that I got from a friend who lives down south, and the recipe is sweet potato pie with praline sauce. Oh, my God, is it good. And this is also the anniversary, for those of you that like history, on this day was the final battle of Gettysburg. Yesterday, the 20th of Maine was responsible for preventing the Confederate Army from winning the battle. They were on top of a hill called Little Round Top. There were 300 from the state of Maine. Alabama came up three times to try and take over this high point over Gettysburg. And the 20th of Maine stopped them. On the fourth try, the 20th of Maine ran out of ammunition. They fixed the bayonet, and under the command of Josh Chamberlain, who was a teacher at Bowdoin College and later governor of Maine, they charged down the hill after Alabama with no ammunition and captured over 600 prisoners to save the day. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternatives. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age.
and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy 4th of July weekend. Let's hope it's safe for all of you. James, who's up next?
Up next, we've got Joan in Cape Cod, who has a few questions, but the first one's about her leaf miner.
Okay, Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you for taking my call, Paul. So I have three questions. One is about leaf miners, and the other question is about these little white insects, and the third question is about garlic. So we'll start with the leaf miners.
Mm-hmm.
It started last year on the Swiss chard, and then this year they're back again. And I have kale that's planted right next to the leaf, to the Swiss chard, and it's not on the kale. And I'm just wondering, I'm just learning about this new, I was just online and I was reading about it, that it's larva and it's in the, it's not really harmful, but it does, it's unsightly and it does take over. So my question is, the cause of it, was it like in the soil and it came back this year? So what's the cause of it? How do I prevent it, organically, that is, and is it harmful if I do eat the Swiss chard that has, you know, that has that leaf miner on it? So that's one question. Should I ask you my other question, or should we just
let's talk about that first.
Okay.
So it started 2 years ago?
It started a few years ago, and I do plant my Swiss chard in different locations. But this year it seems to be very, you know, coming back just in a really fierce way. But it's not on any other, it's not on the broccoli, it's not on the other types of kale, just the,
right.
It really likes the Swiss chard, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. There's nothing organic because you need to use a systemic. And a systemic will go inside the leaf. So birches will get a leaf miner. And there are a few perennials that get leaf miner. In your case, if you take that product and you put it on your Swiss chard, you're going to be eating a toxic pesticide. So what I would suggest you do is this. The leaf miner is the result of a little moth that lands on the Swiss chard, and it will lay the eggs on the foliage. The eggs hatch, they bore into the leaf, and they live between the layers, and they create like a bubble.
Uh-huh.
And they're inside that bubble. And, I mean, you can still eat it, but, you know, I'm not one that's going to be eating Swiss chard with a leaf miner in it.
Yeah. So you remove the whole leaf.
Yeah. So the best thing for you to do is you can go down to your nursery,
uh-huh,
and you can buy something called row cover. And it is a white woven material. And you would take like croquet hoops. And you would put the croquet hoops over the row of your Swiss chard. And then you put the row cover on top of it. And you weigh down the sides with some soil and cover up the end. And you grow them in there until they're good size. And then remove the row cover. And by then, the leaf miner is gone. You roll it up, put it in your tool shed, and redo it next year. But see, they have already infected your plant.
Wow.
And you would only need to keep the row cover on from the time that you, until the plants are like an inch tall, till they're about 12 to 15 inches tall, then you take off the row cover, and you'll be in good shape.
But my Swiss chard is big now. Is it too late?
It's not too late, because you can buy row cover that's 3 feet wide.
Uh-huh. So what does it do? It contains it? Is that it? Or smothers it when you have...
It prevents the moth from laying the eggs on the plant itself, so that it doesn't get the leaf miner. So if the moth can't get to the leaf to lay the eggs, then you break the cycle, and that way you'll get less and less every year. Don't leave. You stay on the line, and we'll take your other questions.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly